Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Nun Aleph of Masechtas Gittin. Some of the topics we're learning about include a continuation of the Machlokes regarding the Mishnah's halacha of Eimaitzin Lachilas Peiris or Leshvach Kakois Menuchas Meshabadim. Is this because Lefisha Ein Kesuvin, these claims were not written into a shtar, or because Lefisha Ein Kitzuvin, these claims do not have fixed amounts? Bas Hanizaynis Menachin Noitelas Isu Nachasim. A Yosem who is supported by her brothers is entitled to a large nedunya, a dowry of 1/10 of the father's estate. The Mishnah's halacha of v'hamoytze mitzia lo yeshava emnei tikkun olam. If a person returns a lost item and the owner claims that he did not return all of it, the chacham initiated that the finder is not obligated to make a shvua, so that a person should not refrain from returning a lost item. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion that a meshev aveda is mechuyah shvuya if he was moide b'mitzus. If a malva demands payment of a loan and the loiva denies the claim entirely, midairaisa, he's not required to make a shvua, and he's pater from paying, because hamitzi mechaveir alav haraya. However, midrabanan, he must take an oath referred to as a shvuas heses. Moide b'miktas atayin nechaye b'shvua. If the loiva admits to part of the claim, he must make a shvua midairaisa that he does not owe the rest.